With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. The union representing Ontario's English Catholic school teachers has ratified its central agreement. The Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association announced the approval of a deal that covers over 45,000 educators. Now all of the big four Ontario education unions have either ratified new contracts or reached a tentative deal. Miraculously, no one and no animal was hurt after a crash in Kingsville that damaged a transport truck Tuesday. The OPP say it happened on Highway 3 near Inman Side Road. The driver was operating the truck when a wild turkey flew out of nowhere and hit the windshield, shattering it. The driver was shaken up but not hurt, but the turkey wasn't hurt either. An incident in Chatham-Kent this week proves that smoke alarms do more than protect you from fire. Police say a resident was alerted by a smoke alarm going off Tuesday in her Queen Street home. She went into the kitchen to find an intruder cooking. A woman was arrested soon after and charged with break and enter and theft. Canada's Public Health Agency has recommended vaccinations after cases of the measles have increased. About 40 cases nationwide have been reported so far this year, over three times the number from 2023. Dr. Teresa Tam has reiterated that people double-check immunizations to ensure they have the measles vaccine, as it is highly contagious. More Canadians are believing that measles is more dangerous than the flu or COVID, according to a new Ipsos Global News poll. It said 86% of respondents believe the measles is dangerous, while 71% say COVID is, and 57% say the same for the flu. The poll also said that 83% of interviewees trust the safety of the measles vaccine. You'll soon see some changes coming to Tecumseh Arena. Tecumseh Town Council has received a report on renovations, which will now cost a total of $2.7 million. There's already money approved to replace the floor and upgrade the lobby and washrooms, but more funding was added to reconfigure the lobby staircase and renovate a second floor program room. The arena was damaged in a flooding incident last year. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says replacing a collapsed bridge in Baltimore will happen, but it won't be quick, easy, or cheap. He also vowed to hold any liable parties accountable. CNN says six people are presumed dead after the Francis Scott Key Bridge was struck by a cargo ship and collapsed early Tuesday morning. The call has gone out for people to nominate their community's worst roads. CAA has kicked off its annual Worst Road Survey, and they've asked you to nominate what you think the worst roads are in the region. Locally, Windsor's Lauzon Parkway took the title last year. To nominate a bad road, visit the link at windsornewstoday.ca. In sports, the LaSalle Vipers look to avoid elimination at home against London Wednesday night in Game 5 of the Junior B Hockey Playoffs. In the NHL, the Senators visit the Sabres. In the NBA, the Pistons travel to Minnesota, while the Raptors host the Knicks. And the day before the MLB regular season officially begins, the Dodgers reportedly have agreed to a 10-year, $140 million contract with catcher Will Smith. Wednesday night's weather, mostly cloudy, windy and minus 1, partly sunny Thursday, still windy and 10, clear skies Thursday night, windy and minus 3. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.